Hey y'all. So I won't be long because what I have to say is really going to piggyback off of the last bonus episode that I provided a few days ago in regards to that Jesus is the momentum, God is the momentum shift. That you can have seasons in your life where you're only winning, and then all of a sudden you have to take a few losses. It's really hard to stay undefeated. And sometimes you get nervous about having to take those losses, and they don't always, come in a way that you're used to. Sometimes they're really unforeseen and they really can shake you to your core. But the message that I got today was really funny. It's the song by a group. I think the group name is Journey. And the song is called Don't Stop Believing. And the reason it's funny to me is because I truly do not know all the lyrics to this song. It's not a song that I have on my playlist. It's not a song that I listen to frequently at all, but it is a song that I am very aware of. The only parts of this song that I know is like, just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took a midnight train going anywhere. And I know it goes on and on and on and on. And then the main chorus, I guess, is like, don't stop believing. That's all I know. So I was laughing because, you know, music for me is like, it's therapy, you know. I have a song that can match anything I'm going through at any given time. And to hear that this morning, I just kept laughing. Like, why do I keep hearing this song? Like, why? And I actually looked up the lyrics, and I see now why I'm hearing the song. Because a lot of it resonates with, you know, my journey. And it's interesting that the name, I believe the name of the group is called Journey. And a lot of us are on a journey, you know. Some will win, some will lose, you know. And that's the main part. As soon as I looked up the lyrics and I started scrolling, that was the main part that stuck out, was like, some will win and some will lose. And so I told y'all before that, like, as I go through things and as I pray and ask God for wisdom, there are a lot of things that are just pointed out for me, and they may not be symbolic to anyone else on a regular day, but a lot of things do just resonate with me. And I know, you know, I feel like it's mostly correlated to my relationship with my higher power, and that's God, that's Jesus, you know. And so I was encouraged to just come back to give you confirmation that, like, if you are, you know, on the same station or frequency that I'm on right now, then we kind of maybe mirroring each other and what our journeys might be looking like. And I don't want you to be discouraged. The point of the song was don't stop believing. And I was listening to T.D. Jakes this morning. He does Wednesday night Bible study, but I saved it to my watch later list for this morning for some reason. And the message was about, you know, keep the peace and like the battle of your mind and certain things going on. And the song Don't Stop Believing resonates so heavy because it's like the story of Peter on the ship, and Jesus is at the bottom of the boat sleeping, but there's a storm that's raging outside, and Peter is scared. So he goes down and he, you know, wakes Jesus up, and Jesus comes out and he's like, peace, be still. You know, he calms the storm in an instant. And he turns to Peter and he says, O ye of little faith. And I heard that song, and I can't say that I have little faith, but has this part of my journey made me feel sometimes like God is ignoring me, that I can't hear him clearly all the time, that I'm not, you know, in the right space, I missed the mark, the blessings are no longer going to come. Do I have realistic moments like that? Absolutely. And that's terrible thinking, because what is confirmation is my life, my journey, and every part of it shows me who God is. And while I don't like to dwell in my past, oftentimes I have to look back to see how I got over. My soul looks back. My soul looks back and wonders how I got over, right? And like I said, a lot of seasons of my life have been wins. Everything that I pray for, God delivers, you know? And it's amazing, you know? It's scary almost to see just how blessed that I've been. And to find those moments where the ship is rocking. I'm dry, mind you. I'm not wet. I'm dry, you know, but that you go knocking like, yo, Jesus, are you there? And Jesus is just like, oh, ye of little faith. You like, you know, and I don't know who can use that. You know, I just, it's for me because I heard it, you know, I heard the song and I was encouraged to look up the actual lyrics to see why I kept hearing the song. You know, sometimes I hear a song and I'm, you know, oh, I remember, you know, and I'm just, and I can, it takes me back to exactly where I was when I probably first heard that song, or if it's something new, I'm like, oh, this is fire. So music for me is like, it's a journey. I'm not being goofy, y'all. Like, I'm being for real, okay? But I just find it interesting that the name of the group is Journey. I believe that's the name of the group. And the name of the song is Don't Stop Believing. And if that is not God saying, yo, you know, oh, ye of little faith. But the T. Jakes was saying, you know, it's a battle of your mind, because your mind is cluttered with a few things. You know, your mind is bogged down with all of the things that could have been, should have been, or aren't, you know. And you need to clear out your mind like you do your space. I don't live in chaos. I don't like a lot of clutter. I barely had things like in my apartment. Like, I had certain things that I liked and that I wanted around me, but I didn't believe in like a whole bunch of stuff, because I always just felt like where I am is not my permanent resident, and I didn't want to have to move a whole lot of things. And so in the end, when I was packing up and leaving, it wasn't a whole lot of stuff too. Like, I could center it all in the center of the living room, and it was easy for one of my best friends to come in and just kind of move the things for me. But you have to unclutter your mind for this journey. You know, peace, be still. And it's about keeping the peace. And the battle right now is in your mind. That's all I can tell you. The battle is in your head. You are blessed beyond measure, because if you think about all the things that should have taken you down, you're still here. That's the blessing. That's the journey. If the journey for you was over, you wouldn't be here. So it's a blessing to just know that, you know, you're here and you've survived some things and you've been winning. Everybody who is undefeated has to take a loss, either in this season or the next, you know. And it's okay, because you keep the faith, you know, you understand that things will go on and on and on, because this is life. But don't stop believing. And I think you'll be blessed when you learn to just stay in faith, no matter the kind of tumultuous things that you've had to go through or endure in this time. It hasn't always been like this. It won't always be like this. And in the end of it, God didn't say you won't have, you know, things that will come against you, but no weapon formed against you will prosper. And I truly do believe that. Like, I think people have really been weapons. I think certain situations I put myself in were really, like, you know. But all in all, I'm here. I'm good. I'm safe. I'm not even wet. The boat may be wet. The storm may be raging. But what is clearer to me about what T.D. Jakes was saying is that Jesus is with you. How about that? How about focusing on what you know you have? And that's why I said last episode, like, this season of your life is really about where you fall, where you stand. And I'm standing on what I know. I'm standing on my truth and what I know to be real, you know? And while I'm not a perfect specimen or a perfect seed of life, I'm still learning and on this journey, but I'm not the way that I'm not leaving the way that I came. Like, if nothing else. So how about realizing that Jesus is with you on the boat? Like, that's a win in itself. Like, most people don't even know that God is with them. You know, most people don't even know that they're not walking by themselves. That light that people see in you is not, you know, it's not by no reason. The oil is burning, you know. There's something keeping the lamp lit. The oil that's in you, you know. But understand, like, it's amazing to know that he's on the ship with me. That's what he means by, oh, ye a little faith. Like, you're more focused on the surroundings and what's happening worldly, but I'm here. This is your time to focus on me, to have faith in me, to lean on me, to know that I'm here. I would never let anything happen to you. But yet you'd rather be scared and shaken up by the things that are going on outside of you. And then he comes up and he calms everything down. He was sleeping. Like, imagine that. I want to get to a place in my life where my sleep is not disrupted by the wars I have going on. You know? Like, imagine sleeping knowing that there's, like, a, you know, typhoon outside and you're just asleep. So anyway, y'all, I don't want to stay too long. It was just what I felt encouraged to say to you guys. And oftentimes, I don't share everything that's dropped into my spirit because y'all would really be like, what? Some things are just for me to know, you know. But I am, like, I'm not the person who's going to let you cheat off my test so that you'll pass. But I am the person who will study with you to make sure that we both pass. So that's why I come and I record every now and again, because I'm just like, yo, let me check the pulse. Like, if I got this going on, maybe somebody else has this going on. So let me pop in real quick and just, you know, give people a word to understand, like, you're not in it alone. You're not going through this alone. Whatever it is, because maybe, you know, you don't have any negative things going on. Like, maybe everything is amazing for you right now, and that's winning, you know. And having things going on don't mean you're losing, you know. It means you're human. It's a part of the journey. But I think that it's about your faith. It's about your mind. It's a real deal. You are very powerful, and it takes courage to be humble. A lot of people who give off kind of cocky, pompous energy are really insecure, and it takes more courage, I believe, to be humble, because I don't believe any one person knows exactly who they are, you know. But as you're growing and experience things, you get a better understanding of, like, what you'll stand for and what you won't. And that's really how you start to harness your power. But it really starts with your mind. And I'm almost sure that I'm not the first person to say this, right? Like, I've been hearing it all my life. It's about your mind. Excuse me. And but anyway, y'all, I love you guys. I'm grateful for this journey, and I'm always gonna keep the faith. And if you are like Peter, because sometimes it gets so hard and so rough and so strenuous that you have little faith, you have to be the one to keep your lamp lit. You have to fill it with oil. And if that oil is faith, stand on that. All right, guys. Peace out.